This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Last week, we started talking about NOAA's recent update of the 30-year climate normals. The new set is based on dropping out data from the 1980s and adding in information from the 2010s. And Rick, what has that yielded when it comes to precipitation normals?
The overall annual precipitation has increased in the Fairbanks area, up about 8% for this normals period compared to the 1981 to 2010 normals period. Now, the new normals show typical year in the hills, generally 14 to over 17 inches of precipitation on an annual basis, and about 11.5 to 14 inches at lower elevations and in the Fairbanks and North Pole urban areas.
And temperature-wise, do the updated normals exclusively reflect warming?
Most months are warmer than the previous normals in this new set, but that's not the case in every month. Both March and December are a little bit cooler than the previous normals. Turns out, for instance, that the 1980s had four of the warmest Decembers in Fairbanks climate history, and those have all dropped out. Now, we've had a couple of very warm Decembers in the 2010s, but not four. And so some of the slight decrease is due just because we've dropped out some very warm Decembers out of the new normals.
So even when you're looking at a 30-year span, the loss of those extremes from the 1980s are enough to cool the new normals. Interesting. Thanks for the analysis, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.